Okay, here we want to introduce you the tungsten speciation and solubility in munitions impacted soils. I did this work with Dr. Bob Bostic and Jake Clausen. So tungsten has been used a lot in the industry, including military uses. In mid-1990s, the U.S. Army replaced their lead bullets with tungsten because their tungsten were thought to be relatively insoluble in water and non-toxic. Since 1999, 85 million grams of tungsten core projectiles has been produced and used in the military uses. But is the tungsten really green? We believe it's not. Tungsten appears to be very toxic, even just a few ppb. And we got two soil project files from the Camper Edwards, which is part of Massachusetts military reservation. Tungsten munitions has been used there for just 2 years, and you can see, although the tungsten concentration is very high on the surface, measurable tungsten contamination occurs at a depth, and that means tungsten has been transported appreciable distance from its surface. But we don't know the chemical formula of tungsten in the soils. We do not know what's the reason of its high solubility. We do not know a lot of things about tungsten. So here, we want to report the solubility of tungsten and its speciation, and hopefully can find our mechanistic link between them. So to our previously thought, tungsten oxides and scheelite will precipitate out of the tungsten system, which make the solubility really low. And actually, tungsten can absorb onto iron oxides really strong. So if there is absorption, the solubility will be even lower. But the observed transport of tungsten into groundwater is really against the predicted low solubility. So what is really going on? We get our desorption isotherm from a representative soil samples. It's created by varying the solid and solution ratios. And what shows here is it's not linear, which is a sign of adsorption. And also, you can see the dissolved tungsten in the soil pore is vastly in excess of the predicted solubility. The tungsten in the soil pore water can reach up to 5,500 milligrams per liter. You can imagine how toxic that is. That's a huge number. And we try to fit the isotherm with both the Lemur and Friedrich models. The absorption follows Friedrich isotherm, which is kind of imply multiplier absorption. And let's look at more soil samples. And so these are isotherms produced from 20 different soils from different sampling locations. You can see the isotherm is still nonlinear for all the soils, and there's kind of tungsten absorption is well correlated to the amount of iron in the samples. And you can also see the effect of iron from these two green dots, which are samples from Washington State. They have much higher content of iron, and at the same time, they have more absorbed tungsten. So to better know what is going on, let's do some synchrotron analysis. And this is the tungsten zinc scan looks like. Let's focus on the left figure first. The red line is the real soil sample, and all others are references. You can see there is no observable features at the low energy, which is characteristic of metallic tungsten. So the soil is more like the tungstate or polytungstate. And to shift to the red figure, we plot the 12 soils together. They're surprisingly similar. I mean, they overlap with each other, and none of them shows features of metallic tungsten. So since munitions have been used on these sites within the last year, oxidation must be really rapid. And we also did some microprobe X-ray fluorescence maps. Their iron is shown in red color, tungsten green, and calcium in blue. You can see the map changes a lot from the depths of 0 to depth of 30 centimeter. And you can see the surface samples has a lot of zones of high iron, tungsten, and calcium counts, and it's more heterogeneous, and the soil at the depths sort of evenly distributed throughout the whole soil. And we plot the samples into the upper right figure. You can see that the tungsten counts and iron counts in log units, we really have a linear relationship, and probably tungsten is absorbed onto iron oxides, and the identification is confirmed by the micro zinc spectroscopy. Let's zoom in a little bit to the tungsten hotspot and the iron hotspot. You can see that the iron hotspot has the iron spectra indicative of iron oxides. And when we look at the tungsten spectra, as you know, the tungsten is tungstate or polytungstate. So we believe that the tungstate and the polytungstate is associated with the iron oxides. And let's go back to the box soil. We did the X-ray spectroscopy. You can see the spectra of different model components has significantly different, which can be used to differentiate between them, and use linear combination fitting of the XF spectra, we can know the relative concentration of tungsten minerals and phases in the soils. And this figure is what we get. You can see for all the samples, no matter where they are and what depth they have, the tungsten metal is never be a majority, and so unknown as the tungsten mineral sites. You can see the polytungstate, it's a dominant fraction of the tungsten in the soils. So we want to know what is happening to the polytungstates. So we did some theoretical fitting. So the red line shows are spectra from real surface soil samples. You can see there are two shells, and the one we want to discuss here is the tungsten to tungsten shell. If there is only tungstate, there should be no tungsten to tungsten shell. So this tungsten to tungsten shell tells us there should be polytungstate, and which polytungstate is present here? So we think probably is the left one shows here. It's a polyoxymal metallates and called a Cajun cluster. It has such structure, and when we use this structure to fit into our real spectra, which showed by the red line, you can see they are surprisingly matched really with each other. So we believe that the Cajun cluster is really an important absorbent species of tungsten. But there is no thermodynamic data for this cluster, but we believe they should firmly add the common soil pH, and actually they are more stable by than the simple polytungstates, and the absorption behavior of this cluster is not known. That's why we did this pH dependence experiments. You can see that by the black dots at the red figure, there is a huge dip at the lower pH section. When we modeled the experiment, we can see that the model sort of represented the absorption at a higher pH, but in the lower pH, there's no dip. So what is going on? Let's look at the solution chemistry. You can see that the poly species, which should by the red color, increase a lot in this region. So we believe that it's the polytungstate that decrease the tungsten absorption. And you can see when we add the silicon to the system, the absorption will be even lower. Even lower. And it's not just a result of competitive absorption. So the polyoxymal metallates, I mean the Kitting cluster, make the polytungstate more stable and further decrease the tungsten absorption. So here comes the take-home message. We believe the tungsten is quickly oxidized to tungsten 6 in the studied environments, and tungsten is bound as polytungstate to iron oxides in the soils, and polytungstate does not absorb strongly to the soil surface that makes tungsten much more soluble, and the presence of dissolved tungsten and maybe phosphorus to common soil constituents may lead to the formation of more stable polyoxymal metallates and further decrease the absorption. And we would like to thank Josh Landis for his amazing job in the lab, and we want to thank this institute for the funding they give us, and thank you for your attention.